Make Someone's Day, a compilation.
Make Someone's Day. It's one of the simplest, most gratifying things you can do. There are countless ways to make someone's day. Start by looking for things you can do. There's no need to spend money or take a lot of your time. It really is the little things that count. Make someone's day a little better, and you will find that your day is a little better too. Susan Moran. Have you ever had a bad day just because you crossed paths with someone who was in a foul mood? Maybe it was someone on the bus or another customer in a store, someone who you normally wouldn't have even noticed, but that one grumpy or inconsiderate person cast a pall on your whole day. On the other hand, have you ever had a day that went great and realized later that it all started when you met someone who was especially nice to you? Maybe it was the way she smiled at you, or the way he picked up and handed you something you had dropped, or held a door open for you. Only a little gesture, but one that had a positive impact on your day. Everyone has influence. Moment by moment, your attitude and level of happiness are reflected in the little things you say and do, and those are bound to affect others. What kind of impact do you usually have? Think of the things people have done that made your day and make a point of doing those same things for others. Not only will you brighten someone else's day, but you will also find that you are happier and see life more positively. Jesus speaking in prophecy. There once was a little boy who wanted to meet God. He knew it was a long trip to where God lived, so he packed his suitcase with cookies and a six-pack of root beer and he started his journey. When he had gone a few blocks from home, he met an old man. He was sitting in the park near the water, just staring at some birds. The boy sat down next to him and opened his suitcase. He was about to take a drink from his root beer when he noticed that the old man looked hungry, so he offered him a cookie. The old man gratefully accepted it and smiled at him. His smile was so incredible that the boy wanted to see it again, so he offered him a root beer. Once again, he smiled at him. The boy was delighted. They sat there all afternoon, eating and smiling, but they never said a word. As it grew dark, the boy realized how tired he was, and he got up to leave. But before he had gone more than a few steps, he turned around and ran back to the old man and gave him a hug. The old man gave him his biggest smile ever. When the boy opened the door to his own house a short time later, his mother was surprised by the look of joy on his face. She asked her son, "What did you do today that made you so happy?" The child replied, "I had lunch with God." But before his mother could respond, he added, "You know what? He's got the most beautiful smile I've ever seen." Meanwhile, the old man, also radiant with joy, returned to his home. His son was stunned by the look of peace on his face and asked, "Dad, what did you do today that made you so happy?" He replied, "I ate cookies in the park with God." But before his son responded, he added, "You know, he's much younger than I expected." Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to make someone's day a very special one, or even turn someone's life around. Author unknown. The best portion of a good man's life is his little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love. William Wordsworth, 1770 to 1850. Little things count. Small acts of kindness can create an atmosphere of love and tenderness. Little things can mean so much because they show that your loved one was consciously thinking of you and going out of their way to make life a little brighter and better for you, for no outstanding reason other than that they love you and care about you. Ask me for ideas of ways to show love to your loved ones. I can give you a personalized list that fits your situation. Also, don't underestimate the value of random acts of kindness. Start a chain reaction of kind deeds and watch the love in your life blossom. You won't regret it. Jesus speaking in prophecy. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Philippians 2:4. After years of working in the stress reduction field, teaching people to be happier, I'm still amazed that some of the most effective methods of reducing one's stress and of improving one's life are actually the simplest. One of the first real-life lessons my parents taught me when I was a child is perhaps the most basic of all. If you want to feel good about yourself, make someone else feel good. It really is that simple. Acts of kindness and goodwill are inherently wonderful. There's an old saying, giving is its own reward. This is certainly true. Your reward for being kind and making someone else feel good are the warm, positive feelings that invariably accompany your efforts. So, starting today, think of someone you'd like to make feel better and enjoy your rewards. Richard Carlson. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Romans 12:13. Do you remember the last time you received an unexpected call, text, or email from someone who intentionally said something complimentary to you? How did it make you feel? Did it brighten your mood? Did it bring a smile to your face? What impression did this person make on you? When I consider the different types of impressions we make on people, there are very few more powerful than when you do something unexpectedly to show people they are important to you. It could be a simple text message telling a friend how much you value their friendship, or a short email to a coworker complimenting him or her on the way he or she handled a difficult situation at the office today. When you take your time to surprise people with acts of kindness or love, you will make them feel noticed, valued, and appreciated. You will bring a smile to their faces and joy to their hearts. It will enhance their self-esteem and strengthen their self-confidence. It will renew their energy and put a bounce in their step. It will draw them close to you and you to them and create an extraordinary bond in your relationship. You will benefit also because there is joy in unselfish acts when you give of yourself, your time, and your resources. I want to challenge you to look for situations when you can show your interest in others by doing something unanticipated. When you think of something, do it without hesitation and make someone's day. Every time you show a genuine interest in the lives of others by committing an unexpected act of kindness, you are telling them that who they are and what they do is significant. Todd Smith. Be the one who nurtures and builds. Be the one who has an understanding and a forgiving heart, one who looks for the best in people. Leave people better than you found them. Marvin J. Ashton.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.